And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station. Joining me in the studio, some friends from the upcoming circus arts performance or aerial performance that's happening in Sitka. It's Friends of Sitka Circus Arts is producing it. It's called Community Chronicles, Heroes of Sitka. It's happening May 20th and 21st. Anna Kim is here, Charles Hart, and Emily Riley. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you.
Hello, thanks.
Good morning.
All right, well, let's talk about who's putting this on and what this performance is going to be about. Charles, you are the writer for this performance. You're one of the producers along with Franny Donahoe. Let's start with you.
Yeah, there was a number of us that helped put together the general idea of the show, including Jessica Minari and Zeke Blackwell. But in the end, I ended up doing the writing for it and the dialogue. I tried to draw off of old Adam West Batman movies, keep everything really tongue-in-cheek. But it's all set here in Sitka, so it's about local superheroes such as Fisherwoman, Liberal Arts Man, Sunbeam, and others fighting against who they perceive as villains, such as Darkness and Isolation and other villains such as that. And we tried to keep everything quite humorous, quite light, while intermixing everything with the aerial and circus performance, trying to make that mesh with the story and all blend together.
So you're looking at archetypes of superheroes, not individuals themselves?
Yes. Yeah, so we have such as the Lady Slayers, our local roller derby team, get represented as their own little group of superheroes within Sitka.
Okay. Let's talk about the other players in this. What does it take to put on a production this size?
We are, the Friends of Sitka Circus Arts is producing the show, and it takes quite a lot of man and woman hours to collect the lighting equipment, the production, the silks, setting up all of our equipment in different areas. We've spent many hours moving our silks and lyras and trapezes in one place and another. So there's that. But the wonderful part of it is that our proceeds all go to our scholarship fund and our equipment fund so that then we can take our aerial people out into the community and put up our outdoor rig and show people what's going on outside.
Well, Emily Riley, you would know what it takes because you're the stage manager. How many folks are in this production?
We have about 30 people involved in the show. There are 15 young children and then 15 adults,
okay. Give or take. Yeah. And Anna, you're in the performance. You take on a number of roles. Talk about those roles.
I'm in a couple of different pieces. Mr. Idol, which is quite fun, and then also the Darkness piece. That's just two opposites. It's great, though.
What are your roles in those pieces?
I'm just one of the performers,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about those two pieces specifically. What's going on in them?
The Darkness is with black lights, and we're all wearing appropriate costuming. That's going to be really neat. That's probably my favorite one. Actually, they're all real fantastic. And then the Gold is kind of where representing, the imagination of Mr. Idol, who is played by Zach. And so all of us ladies are kind of his, I don't know, help me out here. We're the minions. Okay, perfect. And we're really shiny.
well, tell us about what you actually do. You're going to be up in the air,
yes.
You're going to be in lyras, you're going to be in silks.
I'll be up in the silks.
Okay, yeah. So you do silks.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about why you do silks.
It's just something I've always wanted to experience. Coming from Hawaii, there was a group of girls that were experimenting with it, and I just never had a chance to get involved. But since I've been here in Sitka, finding this available was a great surprise, and jumped on as soon as I could, and been doing it ever since. It's a great challenge for sure. Body, mind, and spirit.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
Anna's
great.
Now one of our top students. She's progressed through the ranks.
What?
And you'll see her doing some pretty advanced moves on the silks.
Well, thank you.
Well, this is the spring show. We usually do two shows a year, fall, spring?
We usually do About three shows. Mm-hmm. So we have a student showcase in the fall, and we're also going to be having a student showcase kind of midsummer, where the students are doing all their own choreography. So a little bit of a taste of what's going on in all the students' minds and what they want to do and showcase. That's why it's called the Student Showcase. And then last year we did a Christmas show, The Grinch, but we won't be doing a Christmas show next year. So,
okay.
Two, three, four.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, 30 folks in this production, mm-hmm. about half adults, half kids, and two children's casts. Are the kids having fun with this?
I think the kids are having a blast. When we started having full cast rehearsals, the kids' eyes just were like, oh. The grown-ups are doing stuff, too. It was really fun. And they developed all their own superhero characters, spent a lot of time creating their own costumes, designing everything, and then they came in one afternoon and glitzed up all their costumes, too. So it was really, really fun. So.
What are some of the superheroes the kids came up with?
I was surprised to find some of the powers they came up with. There was a lot of overlap. One of the ones that there was at least three examples of was the power of growth. Seemed to be something that fascinated kids growing up here in Sitka. Multiple kids who could grow flowers, could grow vines, could make things thrive and grow. And that was a little bit of a theme. There's also a couple of ice power and snow powers. Illuminata was the name one of them chose, and she has the ability to see both the past, present, and future.
Wow.
Yeah, there was some pretty interesting concepts they came up with, and they weren't all just light, simple superheroes, you know, super strength mm-hmm. or anything like that. They all had a little bit more depth to them. There was some more interesting ones. I know one of our superhero children is Digdoon, who has the ability to hear cats from miles away and uses them as her allies. So there was definitely some creativity, and the costumes are much more intricate than we've seen in some of our other shows. We usually keep it quite simple, but the kids were able to go in and add a lot of details and features. But as the show's been going on, they've gotten to do a little bit of acting as far as blocking things out on the stage, which for some kids has been brand new. But they have all
and adults
really stepped up to it. Yeah. Yes, for some of the adults, it's been a bit nerve-wracking, it seems.
Well, what do we need to know about tickets?
People can get their tickets at Old Harbor Books or at the Gravity Studio, and they are $15 for adults, $10 for children and seniors. And they can come. We'll also be selling the tickets at the door. We do end up selling out, so make sure you get your tickets. Doors open half an hour before the show starts. So Saturday, that'll be 6:30, our doors are open. And then on Sunday, for the matinee show, they'll open at 1:30. And the evening show, they'll again open at 6:30. So,
how does this program represent how Circus Arts has evolved in Sitka?
I was one of the early students, as was Emily, when Franny brought this to Sitka a few years ago. And I think it's been a bit of a surprise for everybody both involved, and especially for Franny, who I get to talk to about this quite a lot. And for her, she has always been able to make a living off of pursuing her own interests and her own hobbies and expanding that to people that wouldn't have thought they would otherwise be interested in it. And I think that's the big one there, is the Cirque has lent itself to people who otherwise probably never would have gotten on stage and allowed themselves to be vulnerable in that sense, myself definitely included, I think.
Yeah. Anna, sure. You're nodding.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always wanted to join the circus, so I'm so excited.
How has this changed you?
Just confidence and just being able to, you know, to watch the advanced students do what they do and just be completely blown away and amazed. And then, you know, when you've practiced and, whoa, shoot, all of a sudden you can do it, you know, or it's pretty fantastic. So, you know, and it's a great group of people. I'm so thrilled to be hanging out with you guys.
I know that for a lot of the adults, we've faced a lot of fears. Many of us are afraid of heights. Yeah. I won't climb up a ladder. but I go up on the aerial equipment and spin around. So you can see people conquering their fears and then sharing the joy of, look what I've just done. Yeah. I couldn't do that 2 months ago. And I was scared.
You were scared and you did
don't
it.
Look down.
Anyway.
And that was kind of where the superhero idea came from, is watching some of our students and then some of the people that we kind of represent with our characters from around town, and just kind of the amazing personalities that get drawn into this community. The part of the basis of the story is that all of these superheroes draw their power from the source of community. And community is the thing that fuels the bond between all of the towns throughout Southeast and creates these the super strength for these characters to draw from. So a big part of the focus of the show is what community does for people and how we can all be part of community and the back and forth that requires.
Okay. So the Spring Circus and Silk Show is happening May 2021. 7 p.m. on May 20 and 21. There's also a matinee at 2 on May 21st. And you can get your tickets where?
Old Harbor Books and the Gravity Studio.
Okay, and do it before it sells out.
You bet.
Okay, well, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Anna Kim, Charles Hart, and Emily Riley.